Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 48 and about 21, if you'd like to read along. Chapter 48 and 21, judgment has also come upon the plain, upon Holland, Jehazah, and against Mephath. Now, the after Israel divided into the northern and the southern kingdoms, the northern kingdom set up a golden calf idols in Bethel and Dan to keep people from going to worship in Jerusalem, where the capital of the southern kingdom, of course. And that's in 1 Kings 12 and 25 to 29. And this judgment is partially because of this. Now, verse 22, against Deben, Nebo, Bethel, Beth-Diblathim, against Kiriathim, Beth-Gamel, and Beth Meon, against Kerioth, Bozrah, and all other cities of the land of Moab, far and near, the horn of Moab has been cut off, and his arm broken, declares the Lord. Make him drunk, for he has become arrogant toward the Lord, so Moab will wallow in his vomit. And he will also become a laughing stock. He's going to become a laughing stock, Moab, because of what he's done. Make him drunk, for he has become arrogant toward the Lord, so Moab will wallow in his vomit, and he will soon become a laughing stock. Now was not Israel a laughing stock to you, or was he caught among the thieves? For each time you speak about him, you shake your head in scorn. Leave the cities and dwell among the crags, O inhabitant of Moab, and be like a dove that nests beyond the mouth of the chasm. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud of his haughtiness, his pride, his arrogance, and his self-exultation, and I know his fury, declares the Lord, but it is futile. It is futile. Moab was condemned for his pride, its pride. God cannot tolerate pride. That's one thing. Remember that, and you'll get a lot further in this life. If you just remember that one thing, God cannot tolerate pride. Not in a preacher, not in a pastor, not in a person. You know, you've heard people that walk around like they're God's gift to humanity. And you've heard pastors, there's a lot of people have done that. And this is wrong. I don't care who does it. It doesn't matter if it's a layman or a pastor or a preacher or a prophet or anybody. The boastful, prideful person, declares the Lord, is futile. His idle boasts have accomplished nothing. Therefore, I will wail for Moab, even for all Moab, will I cry out? I will mourn for the men of Kir Haris, more than the weeping for Jazer. I will weep for you, O vine of Sibma, your tendrils stretched across the sea. They reached to the sea of Jazer. Upon your summer fruits and your grapes and your grape harvest, the destroyer has fallen. So gladness and joy are taken away from the fruitful field, even from the land of Moab. And I have made the wine to cease from the wine pressers. No one will tread them with shouting. The shouting will not be shouts for joy. From the outcry at Heshbon, even to Eliah, even to Jahaz, they have raised their voice from Zoar, even to Horonaim, and to Eglath, Shelashiah, for even the waters of Nimrim will become desolate. I will make an end of Moab, declares the Lord. The one who offers sacrifices on the high places and the one who burns incense to his gods. Therefore, my heart wails for Moab like flutes. My heart also wails like flutes for the men of Kirhears. Therefore, they have lost the abundance it produced, for every head is bald and every beard cut short. There are gashes on all the hands and sackcloth on the loins, on the housetops of Moab and in its streets. There is lamentation everywhere, for I have broken Moab like an undesirable vessel, declares the Lord. I have broken Moab as an undesirable vessel, says the Lord. Now, how shattered it is, how they have wailed, how Moab has turned his back. He is ashamed, so Moab will become a laughingstock and an object of terror to all around him. For thus saith the Lord, behold, one will fly swiftly like an eagle and spread out his wings against Moab. Kerioth has been captured, and the strongholds have been seized. So the hearts of the mighty men of Moab in that day will be like the heart of a woman in labor. Moab will be destroyed from being a people, because he has become arrogant toward the Lord. Terror, pit, and snare are coming upon you. This is a horrible thing. God doesn't put up with pride. He doesn't put it up with it at all. And Kirhears was a stronghold city in Moab, Kirhears. And God's compassion reaches to everyone, actually, even to his enemies. But he's saying here that Moab will be destroyed among the people. He's going to be an arrogant laughingstock, a pit, snare is coming upon you. So listen, O inhabitant of Moab, declares the Lord. The one who flees from terror will fall into the pit, and the one who climbs up out of the pit will be caught in the snare. For I shall bring upon her, even upon Moab, the year of their punishment, declares the Lord. I'm going to bring the year of punishment upon Moab. This is going to come. Moab had crossed the line and made a mistake, actually. Moab's complacency and refusal to repent would be totally destroyed. They had worshipped the golden calf idols in Bethel. They had brought this idol worship into the northern kingdom, or the after the separation, the Northern Kingdom set up this golden calf idols in Bethel. And they brought it upon themselves, actually. The pride, the arrogance, and the worship of idols. In the shadow of Heshbon, the fugitives stand without strength, for a fire has gone forth from Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon, and it has been devoured in the forehead of Moab and the scalps of the riotous revelers. Woe to you, Moab! The people of Chemosh have perished, for your sons have been taken away captive, and your daughters into captivity. Yet I will restore the fortunes of Moab in the latter days, declares the Lord. Thus far the judgment on Moab. There's a judgment coming, and it's going to take place, even though my grace will come back. My grace will always come back. God is a God of grace. You know, if you notice, he is a God of grace and compassion. Even though he pronounces judgment upon Moab and many others, his grace always comes back, doesn't it? His grace always comes back. And you can always bank on it that God would come back and bless him. The Moabites were descendants of Lot through that incestuous relationship with one of his daughters. That's found in Genesis 19:30-37. They led the Israelites into idolatry in Numbers 25 and verse 1 to 3, joined the bands of raiders Nebuchadnezzar sent into Judah in 602 BC. They were later conquered by Babylon and totally disappeared as a nation. And that's what happened to the Moabites, descendants of that incestuous relationship of Lot through one of his daughters. And that's what happened to him. Now, we're at the 49th chapter, and I think we're going to stop there. We'll take this chapter up tomorrow. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and we will have most of these already up. And write to us. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.